Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Amen. Solid as a rock. That's what we want our love to be. That was Asher and Simpson. Oh, my God. One of the oldies, but absolutely good. And I'm using it as a foundation for my series that I'm starting. You know, I do that every year. I usually do it on the format in my key with Dr. V, and I will this year as well. But, you know, falling in love by Christmas, and we usually start the 1st of November and we go through the 1st of January. And we give you tips on how to fall in love again, because love is important. God is love, and we are born in His image, right? Absolutely we are, sister. And so I'm grateful that you have tuned in to Dr. V with Love on our platform, In My Key with Dr. V, and particularly for this season that we're doing, Falling in Love Again by Christmas. This is the very first week of the week of November and of the year of our Lord, 2015. We're already moving by the Jewish calendar. We're already in 2016, so we should be really ready to be all about love and season love. My question was, do you have a season love relationship? And by the end of this series, we're decreeing and declare that you will. Now, this is Dr. V, and she's talking from having done it enough times the wrong way to know that it is about time to do it right. So I'm in my doing it right season, and I want to share it with you. How about that? As we always do, unapologetically, from a Christian perspective, we open up our broadcast with prayer. We ask the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us into all truth. We ask the Holy Spirit to really be the broadcaster, and we just follow His lead so we can get what we need. Can we do that? Absolutely we can. Join us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and we praise you. We glorify you, Father. We thank you, Father, for being so good to us. We thank you for being so merciful. We thank you, Father God, that you and you alone, Lord God, we source ourselves from in this season to get what we need. You desire that we will have season love relationships. You said that I will know you by the way you love the brethren. Season love is not easily separated, Father, but we know that we cannot have that season love without your leading and your guiding. We cannot have that season love without your being our sure foundation that we stand on. So we just ask you, Father God, to give us wisdom. Let it flow through us as we present over the next 7 to 8 weeks this topic, this series. Father God, let something be said that will strengthen marriages, strengthen love relationships, strengthen relationships between children and their parents, between husbands and wives, between family members, between coworkers, even for the community. Let love flow from heart to heart, breast to breast. We ask these things in your darling Son Jesus' name and for His glory and praise. Amen. Amen. So our broadcast is only 30 minutes tonight, and we'll probably increase to an hour in a week or so, because, you know, we want to exhaust this topic as we can, as much as we can over the next few weeks. I've had certain awesome people to listen in, and they're going to be coming on the broadcast with our special guests in the weeks to come, and we're excited about them coming. So if you're listening, you would like to ask a question, just chime in at any time. I'd love to hear your voice. Wanted to lift up a couple of scriptures tonight to kind of ground us in our topic and beginning of our topic. Their first scripture is Romans 8, 38 and 39. Now, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now that's going to be our foundational scripture, and you'll understand why the series rolls out. Second scripture comes from Proverbs 3, 5 through 9. It says, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. listen for God's voice in everything you do. Everywhere you go, He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God. Run from evil. Your body will glow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life. Honor God with everything you own. Give Him the first and the best. And that's from the Message version of the Bible. Final scripture, Colossians 4 and 6. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. Again, those scriptures are Colossians 4 and 6, Proverbs 3, 5 through 9 from the Message Bible, and Romans 8, 38 and 39. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And again, we see we do have a guest on calling from Erica 269. And I'm just going to, you know, say hello to them for sure. And if they want to say something, they can do that, but I'm going to say hello. Good evening. You're calling from Erica 269. We just want to greet you this evening and say that we're excited to have you listening in. And if any time you would like to chime in and have something to say, just do that. We welcome that, okay? Glory to God.
All right.
Awesome. This is a season. Love is the thing for this evening and for this series. What happens, Kristen, when your love becomes bland, tasteless, lifeless? Dr. V and guests will speak for seven seasons or seven series in this season that every love relationship, well, take that back. I'm reading my own words and reading them wrong. Dr. V and guests will speak of the seven seasons that every love relationship must have. Join the love conversation. All right, so we're going to deal with seven seasons and seven reasons why your love needs to be seasoned. And so I'm excited about that. So excited. I've already given you the scriptures that we're going to focus on, the foundational scriptures, and I'm excited because, listen, when we read the Word of God, we know that the Word of God is so sufficient for all of our needs. The Bible tells us that the Word of God is good for instruction, for correction, for reproof, and all like that. When we look at the scriptures based on the Word of God tonight, for I am convinced, I love this part, I'm convinced. And I like this particular scripture as our foundation scripture because guess what? And every time that I had a separation in a relationship, every time where I thought it was going to be for, you know, till death do us part, let me tell you, at the end of the relationship, I was convinced that I'd done all I could do, you know, to make it right, to keep it together, to hold it tight, as it were. And I was convinced that this person was not the one, and I should look for another. I'm sure some of you were, too, that I've had broken relationships. You're just convinced. I'm done. It's over. I've had it. You know, that kind of thing. We make all these declarations at the end. But when we have time to sit back and look back, and as we mature and as we grow, we realize that looking back and reviewing, that there were times where we could have come to the table with an open mind, an open heart, and a loving spirit. And we had not made the declaration as the scripture has made, neither death nor life. Well, I'm not talking about physical death in this particular point, but there can be the death as my mentor, Apostle P.D. Mason said, it can be a death of a thought. You know, I thought you were going to do this for me. I thought you were going to treat me this kind of way. Or I thought, you know, we were going to have it like this. But when those thoughts do not materialize to something that we believe will make us happy, those thoughts are going to have to die. We have to mourn those, as we call, the fantasies. Or it could have been the preconceived ideas and that relationship was going to render to us, the death of that. Neither death nor life. You know what? When we're not satisfied, I call this our cat mentality. When we're not satisfied at home, when a cat is not satisfied with
with whether you give them enough milk or the kind of cat food that they want, or you don't feed them at all. Listen, they say, see you later, Serenata, later, I'm out of here. And they go next door, down the street, and they get what they want. So they just leave. And a lot of times we leave one situation that looks like it's dead and buried and gone and go try to find life somewhere else or some food or something that would nourish us. And I'm saying it's not only a human thing to do, but for an example of a cat, that's what we would do. So scripture says, neither death nor life, anything else offered to us, we try to look for, as we would say in a human perspective, we try to look and see if there are greener pastures on the other side of the street or what have you. Neither death nor life, nor angel, hey, glory to God, demons. And I would say sometimes things look like, oh, that looks so angelic, you know. And then sometimes they go like, the devil is in the mix, I know for sure. Neither angels nor demons, nor the present nor the future. Sometimes things, we can be in a present situation and we think there ain't no way in the world this can get better. And I don't know what the future is going to bring for us. I'm not investing in it. Neither present nor the future, nor any powers. Oh, my goodness. How many powers there be come against a seasoned love relationship or would-be seasoned love relationship, many powers. Neither height nor depth. You know, no matter how high we get, you remember that song, we'll still be looking up to you? Sounds great. But sometimes one partner or the other, one person in a relationship can seem like they are ascending far above you and leaving you behind, or they are standing still and getting deeper, as my friend used to say, deeper and deeper into tapioca, and you got to leave them behind, you think. So neither life nor death, angels nor demons, the present nor the future, nor any powers, nor any height nor depth, anything else in all creation. And I like this because guess what? We can do a whole laundry list of things that cause us to separate from a relationship that would be a seasoned relationship if we give it the time and the wisdom and the energy and we allow God, as it were, to entrust God in that relationship to work on each other's hearts and work through each other's hearts so that peace and love might be restored or strengthened. Is that right? Yeah, so this scripture here talks about anything that didn't make your list that you didn't even think about. It says, nor anything else in all creation, anything that was created by your actions or the person, the actions you're in a relationship with, the person you thought you would love for life, whatever they created in that relationship, this scripture says that anything else created will be able to separate us from the love of God. Well, Dr. V, you're talking about the love of God, but I'm talking about I'm trying to love my husband or leave him. Or leave him because he don't love me. Or leave her because she don't love vice versa, whatever it is. And why are you putting us on the same platform or the same level as our relationship with God? Why? Because the scripture says that I'll know that you love me by the way you love the brethren. Oh, my God, Dr. V, you're asking us to try to ascend to a level that's far beyond what we could even imagine. But I'm just being led by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit says, start with this scripture as a foundation and build on it. And so that's what we're going to do. In our last 7 minutes, we're going to come our way with one season and in our relationship. And you go, oh, my God, what season would that be? I've learned in my 61 years and probably in the last 5 years of my life that if I, for no other reason alone, pursue the kingdom of God fervently with great tenacity, and I'm not talking about being at church every time the church doors open. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about having a deep and wonderful ministry. I've had, you know me, the sister care and other things that I've done. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about pursuing the kingdom of God, my relationship with God personally, to the place that I can get to and understand the next scripture that God gave us, which was trust God. How? From the bottom of your heart, darling. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Oh, my God. How many times have we taken our own counsel and ran with that counsel and ran straight into a ditch or off a cliff or out of something that we thought was unbearable? Amen. And jumped into something that was even more unbearable, right? Scripture says, listen for God's voice in everything you do. How many times have we gotten the counsel of this one, that one, and anyone, and not heard God's voice? And we go here and there and everywhere trying to find someone to agree with our mindset. But this scripture admonishes us, listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. What am I saying? God is the one that will keep you and on the track of having an experience and enjoying a seasoned love relationship. Again, whether that's with your mate, with your children, with your friends, coworkers, family, whatever. It is God. It is listening to his voice. It is trusting him from the bottom of your heart. Scripture goes on to say, don't assume that you know it all. Oh, my God. How many times have we figured that, listen, there's nobody wise in this house but me. I know it all. Scripture tells us here, run to God, run to God. Run from evil. Your body will glow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life. Honor God with everything you own. Give him the first and the best. This season that I'm talking about, the first season we want to start out with and having a season love relationship is a season which will last throughout eternity. This season is a perpetual season. I am going to pursue my love relationship with God to the place that the evidence of my loving him is my trusting him from the bottom of my heart. The evidence of my having a season love relationship with God, that I listen to his voice in everything that I do. And everywhere I'm going, I go, I'm listening for God. The evidence of my having a season love relationship with God is I don't assume that I, Dr. V, know everything. I'll be like Whitney, I run to you, I run to God, I look to you, I run to you. And doing that and running to God, I know I'm running in the opposite direction from evil, amen? And the result of that my body will grow with health. I'll have healthy thinking, healthy breathing, healthy, you know, vibrations in my body, healthy from a cellular level on up. When you're well, when you're healthy, when you're feeling right, it is a little bit easier to have a seasoned relationship. The Bible here says from the Message Version, your very bones will vibrate with life. When we bring to a relationship is our health physically, spiritually, emotionally, and guess what, financially as well too. We honor God with everything we own, and we give him the first and the best. That's the season I want us to embark upon now if we're not already on that season. First season in the life, and the perpetual season in the life of a person who desires to have a seasoned love relationship with God and with everybody else who comes behind God is first of all, like the scripture says, first you seek the kingdom of God. First you seek the love of God, his love, and living and moving and having your being in that love. Amen? So I think we got off to a good start tonight. What about you? Listen, I want to encourage you to invite others to come and listen to Dr. V with Love in her on the platform for In My Key with Dr. V, because you know I'm going to start out with some oldie but goodies music, right? Because, yeah, that's when I believe that the last and the greatest, truest love songs ever came forward from that perspective is from the oldest. So I'll start out with the oldest, and tonight we start out with Ashford and Simpson. Ashford and Simpson, Solid Rock. Go back and listen to that. Oh my God, we're gonna go over that song again on next Monday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're gonna break down some of the words. And again, we're going to put it on top of what the scripture God has given us, Romans 8, verse 38 and 39. Why don't you study those scriptures in the meantime and join us for great conversation on next Monday night, okay? You can do that, and I look forward to you. Again, this is Dr. B with Love. We're on every Monday night starting at 6:30 p.m. Why don't you join us? Listen to this podcast as often as you can, and don't forget to pray with me. That's one way I know that you're loving me. This has been the Season of Love series, Falling in Love by Christmas. What happens when your love becomes bland, tasteless, and lifeless? We're going to discover that. But we're also going to discover the seven seasons that every love relationship must have. I love you tonight. Hope you love me too. Good night. Okay. Hot stuff.